W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of Dirty Work by Ale Press, narrated by Neil Shah.
Part 1. Behind the Walls. 1. Dual Loyalties. Shortly after Harriet Kraskowski began working at the Dade Correctional Institution in Florida, a prisoner whispered to her, "You know they starve us, right?" It was the fall of 2010, and Harriet, a mental health counselor, had been hired by Dade, a state prison roughly 40 miles south of Miami, to help incarcerated people with clinical behavioral problems follow their treatment plans. The prisoner was housed in the facility's mental health ward, known as the Transitional Care Unit, a cluster of two-story buildings connected by breezeways and equipped with one-way mirrors and surveillance cameras. At first, Harriet assumed he was just imagining things. "I thought, oh, this guy must be paranoid or schizophrenic," she said. Then she heard a prisoner in another wing of the TCU complain that meal trays often arrived at his cell without food. After noticing that several of the men in the TCU were alarmingly thin, she decided to discuss the matter with Dr. Christina Perez, who oversaw the inpatient unit. At the time, Harriet was 30 years old. She had pale skin, blue eyes, and an air of shy reserve. The field of correctional psychology attracted its share of idealists who tended to see all prisoners as society's victims, and who distrusted anyone wearing a security badge. Corrections officers called such people hug-a-thugs. The label did not fit Harriet, who had never worked in a correctional facility before, and who arrived at Dade acutely aware of the risks of her new job. There were, she knew, rapists, pedophiles, and murderers at the prison, convicted felons who inspired fear in her, not pity. The guards at Dade performed a difficult job that merited respect, she believed, not least for watching the backs of less experienced employees who did not wear security badges. If any corrections officers behaved improperly, she assumed her superiors would want to know about it. Dr. Perez was in her 40s and had an aloof, unruffled manner. When Harriet told her that she'd heard guys aren't getting fed, she did not seem especially concerned. "You can't trust what inmates say," she reminded Harriet. When Harriet informed her that the complaint...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?